You could afternoon, everyone. I'm sure I'm covered. Edit. Thanks everyone for putting this on today. I know all the people already shared. So my experience of HNI. So, like other people have said, so because other committees were doing their work, excuse me, I first come to know about cocaine and arse. So I was in a treatment centre the first time. No, actually, that's a lie. I didn't know about CA then. Yeah, I left there. And when I was in a second time, this is about how God works as well. So the day I was about to leave, someone mysteriously put a poster up, and it said about cocaine and armors. And from that, a guy in there, we went to the computer, and he looked at where I lived, and he said, there's meetings in Bromley, and I attended my first meeting. But sadly, my story is, you know, I wasn't willing then, or, you know, really listening to the message, you know. So what happened, I ended up in a locked ward. But what happened is someone was working their 12-step, a man made the approach, and he came onto that locked ward. I'd already met him a couple of years previously, and so that was my introduction to HNI. Someone was, you know, reaching out, you know, and there wasn't actually a meeting on that, in that establishment. He's actually just going on his own, really, because he'd come from the same place. So anyway, so at 90 days, right, I'm sort of doing what we're meant to do now, and I've joined the committee as well, because in the end days, well, I had nowhere to go. So like other people said, I was doing lots of meetings, and I was, you know, commitments here, tea, whatever it was, this year, because, you know, I had nowhere else to go. So, and we used to have our committee meeting, and I used to go every Sunday, and they said to me, you know, do you want to come and do a chair? And I said, yeah. And at the time, right, I had a tag on. Right, I should have gone to prison previously, and I was given a reprieve, and I had a tag on. So my first experience of, I was doing a chair in Brixton prison at 90 days, you know, with a tag on, do you know what I mean? And so what happened is, in that committee, we joined a committee, yeah? So I think I had a T commitment in that committee, an HNI committee. And then, like other people said, yeah, you know, we didn't do that, and then we rotated and left. We went round, yeah? And this is really important. What I've learned over the years is rotation means to go round. Doesn't mean do a year and then leave, yeah? So we did that, you know what I mean? And back then, there wasn't loads of, like, H&I meetings where we was from. It was quite a few, but you had to wait, you know, like people have said, you know, for that commitment to come up. And so I waited about 6 months. I was getting to about a year. And what happened? So I got a commitment in a detox, and I went there. And this is really important as well. What happened was the previous person, I went in with that person, right? And that person shadowed me for the first 4 weeks. So he actually sponsored me into that commitment. So I knew what to do. I knew what corridor to go down, what to say, where to get the literature, all that. You know, and I did that, you know what I mean? And we did other shares in HNI, and it was, you know, it's really rewarding, because what used to happen was, right, you know, it's lovely when people come to meetings, but when you're doing service in a detox, you know what I mean, you're right front line, you're seeing people actually dying, do you know what I mean, people with all sorts of issues. I've seen people crying out for their mums and everything, do you know what I mean, in some terrible states. It's like, really, sort of, your illness is in, you know, it's in your face every day, do you know what I mean. So we did that, you know, and then it comes to like a year, you know, and you know, I've got to rotate out now, like, it's a year up, you know what I mean. But and it wasn't about, oh, it's my commitment, I want to hold on to it, you know what I mean. So what happened, we went back to the committee, and it was offered up, no one wanted it. And at the time, it was like, well, no one wants to do it. Let's shut it. You know, let's, you know, tradition two, God's in control. But the committee decided that we can't let meetings go dark. So I said, look, I'll carry on doing it. And also, what that did, it was helping me get another year clean. Do you know what I mean? And I did that. And when the year came up again, it was up again, and no one wanted to do it. And I don't know why this is. Sometimes it's a thing that people may be a bit frightened of HNI and what's involved if they've not been in prison or in the rehab. You know, we're all experts by our own experience. Yeah, we don't need to have gone to prison, you know what I mean, or been in a detox to carry a message in a prison or a detox. You know what I mean? You know, we've all been in prison of our mind. You know what I mean? But like someone else has said, you know, we're here and free today. So I did that for a while. You know, I drive an hour every Thursday to get there, an hour back. And what that did, you know, it helped keep me clean. And what I was told in the HNI community is people that do HNI pick up black key rings. And that's my experience. The guys that I was doing it with back then, they're still around. Yeah, we've all been picking up black key rings consistently. I mean, but we do have a service and other committees. So it's not like a competition. You're like, I've got to do this one and do that one. Do you know what I mean? So I did that. So that's my experience in there. But also, because I'm part of the committee, I was learning my trade, right, within that committee. So obviously, I've done literature in the committee for HNI. You know, I started off doing a T there. So then it became vice secretary. Then we got a HNI manual, like someone else said. We have our own set of guidelines, you know what I mean? So I had to study them, you know, to learn about the HNI traditions. So I did that as well. And then the next rotation was to become the chair. Do you know what I mean? And this is like a progression. You know, it's like going to, you know, anything, any work experience you do, it's learning your trade. Someone else shadowing you in really important. You're showing how to do it, and that's really important to sponsor people's commitments. You know, not everyone. I don't see that so much now. No, that's just my opinion, but it's my experience as well. But anyway, so yes, we did that, and the other thing as well. This time the committee. So there's other things we was doing, right? So back then we was writing letters to prisoners. Do you know what I mean? And someone would come in and go, you should take this letter. And we used to get letters from all over the country. You know what I mean? So I'd be writing to all these different people. Do you know what I mean? And there's, you know, there's sets of guidelines around that as well. Really important to keep people safe. Do you know what I mean? And I've had some experiences through that. Do you know what I mean? Receiving letters and writing to people, you know. And the thing about that is, that's, again, it's a commitment. You know what I mean? It's a commitment to write to someone. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I don't know what the letters I'm going to get. Is it someone that's just writing a fellowship that's 6 months? Or am I writing to someone that's doing a life sentence? You know, I've had both experiences. Do you know what I mean? You know, I've been lucky enough to go to a man's parole hearing, and, you know, he's a free man today, you know, and things like that. So these are little things that happen. Do you know what I mean? So I was learning my trade, you know what I mean? Also, then I represent this, you know, the HNI district. That's another, people have spoken about the service structure. That's another role within that. Do you know what I mean? And it's, you know, so I was a hopeless, helpless addict, lunatic, right, crackhead, right? And, you know, the next thing, you know, I'm being invited to go and talk, you know, and have meetings with people in prisons in substance misuse, stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Driving up to business meetings and things like that. Do you know what I mean? That's not, you know, that's not, I didn't think I was qualified to do that. Do you know what I mean? Like other people have said, you know, but I had to start somewhere. Do you know what I mean? I had to start somewhere. And all the time I've got to remember that I'm not a professional, but I can be professional when I get there. Do you know what I mean? As best I can, you know, and I'm representing Cocaine Anonymous. I mean, I've had lots of experiences. I mean, I've seen people come from prisons and locked walls, you know, the place that I've come from, you know what I mean? And then they're sitting in a meeting and they're clean, you know? And the other thing we used to do as well is a thing called Lifeline. So we go and pick them up, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? From when they're leaving, you know what I mean? They ring the helpline or we give them, you know, we give them a number to ring and we go and pick them up and we take them to a meeting. So they've got that contact, you know? My home group still does that. My home group supports a meeting up the road, you know? And since we've been doing that, that treatment centre's rates of success have gone through the roof. Do you know what I mean? Because there's, you know, there's cocaine and meetings in there. There's, you know, hearing a message with of depth and weight. Do you know what I mean? So then after doing that for a few years, I've always been on HNI doing something. You know what I mean, whether it's in a rehab detox, whatever it is, rotate round in the committee. You know, then it was like, well, maybe go to area then. You know, and that's the service structure that we have. You know, group, district, area. Upside down, so I went up there. You know, got voted in as area chair and, you know, try to bring stuff to the area the best we can. Do you know what I mean? So the other thing we got as well, you know, we've got a thing called Write Lines. We can write your story. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to tell you my story. It's in the edition 27. You can have a look online. Do you know what I mean? It's on there. Do you know what I mean? And this is all stuff that we try to do, you know. I remember having a conversation with Pink. It's really important, you know. I'd come from a place of like say lock walls, and I was going to day centres, yeah, then and I was staying clean then. They couldn't work it out. You know, they kept drug testing me every week. I'm like, why are you clean? Why are you clean? Anyone clean? And because I was on a DRR and I had this tag on and all that, you know, I said to about, can we start a chit system and stuff like that? I mean, this is all stuff that CA's, you know what I mean, that we're doing, yeah? It's fantastic what's going on in CA, do you know what I mean? From, like say, people that's initially putting up a poster to answering the phones or looking on the internet, do you know what I mean? Just following that whole journey through, because it's a journey, yeah, that recovery on the journey, well, it is, but it starts somewhere, do you know what I mean? You know, whether it's someone walking in a locked wall, someone looking at a poster and supporting people, someone writing a letter, do you know what I mean? You know, someone reading something, you know, we've all got, to carry the message of Cocaine Honours, do you know what I mean? It's an honour, you know what I mean? The other side of this, right, as well, I know this is a sort of unity day, but it is about the illness of the family. So all the time I was out, I affected my mum and dad. Yeah. So I've been in prison, like in meetings, taking meetings in prison, and someone might see you walking, they go, oh, how long you got? I go, like 90 minutes. You know what I mean? A little joke there, but anyway, done that. And, 2 minutes. Yeah, all right, mate. And sadly, since he's a family, so family members are still in there, do you know what I mean? But we can carry this message, you know what I mean? We can carry a message of depth for weight, you know what I mean? You know, I might not necessarily be the person that can help my own people, my own family, but one of you guys can, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, there's lots more to do. Do you know what I mean? But don't disqualify yourself if you've never been in prison. Like I said, yeah, we've all been in prison of our mind, you know, but we're free today. So we're going to hang out for the 60s. All right, cool. Anyway, wish everyone well, yeah. Have a good day. See you later on.